Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto. Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Bert Show.
Adult conversations are so overrated. And I think Abby learned this lesson on vacation.
I know. I feel like I'm always the person when we're in the middle of like conflicting situations and we're talking to somebody on the phone. I'm like, why can't you just have a conversation? Why can we simply not just sit down and be like, listen, this is how I feel. So it always has to be so much more complicated than it needs to be.
That only happens in the movies, TV, where you can have an honest conversation and say anything you want without it blowing up into a big old argument.
I know. And that's what I had to learn the hard way when I tried to have an adult conversation with a man that I matched with on a dating app, and it ended up blowing up in my face. So now I think my new policy is that ghosting is okay for me, at least, because I'm so sick of these adult conversations backfiring on me. And my most recent trip to the plastic surgeon led to this all going down. So, you know, do y'all notice anything different about me?
We just went through this last break.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know anything different?
Anything look different?
You sicko!
What? I'm trying to figure out why you're pulling your shirt tight.
He went up and down. That's like on video, man. You're going to HR, bro.
She asked me.
Right.
I'm about to go Blake Live on your ass.
You literally pulled your shirt tighter.
As tight as she possibly could.
I was going to act like I got a boob job. I didn't. I thought about like maybe like stuffing my bra or something and gaslighting y'all into thinking I got a boob job. But
no, because your boobs are spectacular. I would have been like, I thought you were trying to tell us you got a boob reduction. And I'm like, why would you touch those things? They're perfect.
All right. So for those of you that are new around here, Abby did this to us a while back where she came in here and she had a nose job. Mo and I never even noticed it. The women on the show did. And at one point you had to confess on the air that you had it done.
Yeah. So I did it literally this time last year where we came back from vacation. I didn't say anything because I didn't know if I wanted to talk about it. But I also had this bit where I was like, let me just see how long it takes for people to notice. So I was going to try and gaslight y'all into thinking I got my boobs done, but I forgot to stuff this morning. So anyway, I went to the plastic surgeon back home. I had a small thing I had to go in for, but not like a face changing procedure. But anyway, I'm saying that because I went to the plastic surgeon the day I was supposed to have a date with a guy that I matched with on Hinge. And
that is such bad timing. I can't even tell you.
It was bad timing. He's the one who asked me out for that day. And I didn't realize that was really bad timing. I thought I was going in for something super small and innocuous, and it ended up being kind of a big deal. So I matched with this guy. He was my most compatible on Hinge, which is crazy because typically they always try to match me up with some gremlin, some guy who looks like he snuck onto the earth. And this guy was actually really cute. So I was like, well, Hinge knows me so well. They've really started to learn my type. This guy's super cute. He's successful. He's a little bit younger, but like whatever. There's always one thing with some guy on a dating app. And I'm like, if it's just the age, I can get over that. So we start talking. He's super nice. He's super like chivalrous. He's like, I want to take you out on Friday. Can I come pick you up? And I'm like, no thanks. You might be a murderer, but I really appreciate the thought. And so things are going really well with this guy. And so I'm thinking, you know what? I know I don't live in Jax, but it's my hometown. So, you know, maybe this could actually be something. Maybe it could be like a long distance thing. So we're talking for the day before, and I say that I'm ready to go out on Friday, which was the day of my doctor's appointment. And he's like, cool, I'll see you then. Let's go to this bar. And I'm like, great. And then he goes, wait a second. You said something earlier. Do you not live here? I said something about how I was crashing at my parents for the holidays. He's like, do you not live here? And I was like, oh, by the way, like I live in Atlanta, but like I come to Jack's all the time. And his tone kind of changed. And he was like, oh, okay. That's a little weird. And I'm like, okay, cool. Whatever. Like move on with life. So Friday comes around. It's my doctor appointment. And I had to go in for like a small thing for my nose. They left like a bump on it. And he said, we can just like take it down in the office. I was like, okay, that sounds like a pretty big deal. But if you just say you can take it down super quick, sounds like a no big deal. So I go in, it ends up being like the most miserable thing I've ever gone through in my life. No. They had to literally do a nose job on me in the office.
What?
Yeah, I got like a needle in my nose. They had to go in there and like,
it was
one of the most horrific things I've ever gone through in my life. And I left the office super bruised, super banged up, super swollen. And I'm like, oh my God, I was supposed to have a date tonight. And I got to tell this guy I like can't go out with him. But I'm like still committed to going. So I'm like, you know what? Let me just tell him that I got to reschedule. And I said, hey, long story short, I know this is a super crappy thing to do. I hate to be this person. Can we reschedule? And he goes, yeah, whatever. That's fine. And so I'm like, okay, you don't seem as enthusiastic as you once were, but like, whatever. So I said, can we do something Monday? So Sunday comes around and it is very apparent that I cannot be seen by a human for at least another 5 days.
You look like you've been in a car accident.
I look like I just got my nose done again. Like okay. That's how puffed up I was. So I'm like, yeah, this man cannot. Like I thought I was just going to put a little makeup on a bruise and call it a day. I look like Quasimodo. I can't go out. So I text him. I'm like, hey, I really hate to be this person. I know that, you know, this looks like I'm super shady, like I'm some catfish who doesn't live here. I'm going to save you the long explanation, but like, I just really can't go out, but would have loved to have met you. Good luck dating in Jacksonville. Send that off thinking I'm being a good person. Thinking like I'm like the kind of person that you want to get rejected by because I'm taking your feelings into account. I'm not being too over explaining and sending you some long paragraph. And he sends me the rudest mofo thing. I like he should have just ignored it and moved on with life. He goes, yeah, whatever. This is a waste of time.
Oh,
and I'm like, in the moment, I know that sounds so innocuous. In the moment, I was so hurt because he was so nice to me. He was such a gentleman in all of his text messages. And all of a sudden, here I go just trying to like be the nice person. And he decides to just leave me with this random burn for no reason. Whereas I'm like, if it was a waste of time, you should have just ghosted.
So he's probably making assumptions also. He's played the same type of dating game you have. He's frustrated. He's heard this time and time again also. So when you said that to him, he ran it through his, look, I've been burned before filter and shot that thing out. But it had nothing to do with you.
Yeah, I feel like most guys, if you get like the we need to reschedule before you guys actually get to build the chemistry, they always take that as like you're just being full of it.
Yeah.
And that's why I sent him that nice message because I'm like, listen, I know how this looks. And it was so just like well said and I had emojis and I'm like, I know how this looks. I'm gonna be out of Jacksonville in the next couple days. So like, I just can't meet you and I'm not going to give you some long explanation because I know guys hate paragraphs. So here's just my explanation saying I'm not an a-hole. I just want you to know that I can't go out. And he treated me like that. So I hate men.
So now you're endorsing ghosting.
Now I think everyone should ghost your friends, ghost your boyfriends, ghost your parents, ghost.
The Burt Show.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.